Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. It is 9:13 a.m. on a beautiful Thursday, August 28th. Year of our Lord 2025. And you're right. It's on my Bacardo Jewelers watch. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he, broadcasting today from the United States of America, the place where the brave, like the veterans we salute today, thanks to our man John Basiliga and his great family of companies, Joseph Box Horvath, Hazleton, Robert Bob Kisslin, Freeland, James Sudsy Fiume, Pittston. John Cunningham, Scranton. And Jerry Hyde, Peckville. Along with Bernie Bafil, Bloomsburg. We lost them this year, but celebrate them this day. Thanks to John. The United States of America. Founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible founding fathers. That the government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our direction, our salvation. Not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. Freedom was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government or government officials, because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and their progeny created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. Yeah, our commitment to common sense will allow you to have a sanctuary of sanity in a mad, 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 mad world. And we will gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense to confirm that fact. Well, the Minnesota shootings, horrific. Absolutely horrific. I think everybody could imagine sending their children or grandchildren to school and having that kind of evil strike them. I mean, everybody felt that. And I apologize, yesterday they started their press conference early. It was scheduled for noon. They started it at, I don't know, like 11:58 and change as I was wrapping up the show, and we had no time to introduce it, but then ran it live. Yeah. Oof. That's a gut punch for I think for so many Americans. And then you get to the inevitable, well, all right, how do we look at things? and I look at the bar at Star Wars representation that Minnesota has, that idiot mayor, Fry, Tim Walz, Ilhan Omar. I mean, wow. This is the leadership you want to take you through a tragedy? Because they're going to happen no matter who's in office. It's sad to say. The one thing I want to see, and if you, those of you who watch left stream media, I'm forced to. But those of you who watch left stream media, I want to see if they really get in to the psychoses, to the sickness of the killer. And that it was related to his trans nature, his transsexual nature. He had apparently transitioned. Now, it's a mental illness. How long are we going to deny this? How long are we going to say it's normal? Now, by acknowledging that it is abnormal, and there's people who say, well, what is normal? Well, not much. But there's a normal range. And someone, and I believe they're born that way, that's not something they could help. But this is a pattern of trans people, young people, in the last three or four cases, doing something really insane and evil. Don't forget Nashville, Tennessee, and other instances. When are we going to say, this is not normal? And we better not treat it as normal. And we better not say we're going to affirm anything. When are we going to do that? I'm not understanding. And so they're not going to, the mainstream media will not go into this. Now, if it's one of their beloved groups, whether it's Islamists or trans in this case, are they going to ignore it? If it's a minority, are they going to ignore it? And they probably will. We're going to see. We're going to see how fast this fades. Remember how fast Nashville faded? And we never got the manifesto of the trans individual who killed all those four people? Let's watch how this happens. Now, it's a very different Justice Department. It's a very different FBI. And everything I've heard and read about the police chief out there, he's a real deal. How they were lucky enough to get him in a lunatic city run by idiots, in a lunatic state run by idiots, we'll see. Maybe I'm wrong about him. Maybe he plays the game with them. I don't know. We'll find out. But they fall. The thing that you're watching the left wing scum do, like their mayor Fry and Jen Psaki and others, is they're condemning prayer. Did you hear these idiots? A number of you alerted me to Psaki. I didn't see her. She's a stupid fool. She's a liar. We know that from her time as press secretary. So there's no redeeming qualities there, except that she's glib and she can talk. So then they go back on the old trope of the guns. Well, they were all obtained legally in a left-wing state. Every time you throw it at the gun, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. Sorry. It doesn't make any sense. And so, I don't know. Yeah, my man Frank sent me this Jen Psaki's reaction. It's disgusting. It's revolting. Now, one of our great listeners, and I don't have time to read it at the moment. I'll try to read it. He wrote an article after the New York City shootings. He wrote a letter to the editor, to the, the Scranton Times, yeah. And I'll read it to you. It really captures what I argue with you regarding guns. So we have a dysfunctional home and a dysfunctional person. And now we have horrendous, unthinkable tragedy. Boy, the one clip that I keep seeing over and over again, it was a 10-year-old, red-haired kid. And he was talking about his friend covering him up, and that friend got hit. Man, I hope we got a medal for that friend. You imagine having that instinct at that age? So there's a lot of heroism amidst the calamity. As always, thank God. Gives you faith in human nature, even though human nature can be evil. All right, we got to take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return after we hear from our great sponsors. A little history, a little music, and then you, 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Tamla Records. Murph tells us they released the Marvelous first single, Please, Mr. Postman, this date, 1961. The song would go on to sell over 1 million copies and, of course, become their signature song. And then the late, great, and I would say amazing Dr. Martin Luther King. You could picture it. We've seen the film. We can't play it because it's copyrighted and owned by the family or his foundation or whatever. 1963, that happened. The I Have a Dream speech, which has since become perverted by the left into something actually that would be unrecognizable to Martin Luther King. Somebody texts in, what nonsense you spread. Chicago shut down the police. Yeah, that's truthful. Well, let me ask you this question, troll. First of all, again, I want to go back to the motivation. What makes you defend Mayor Brandon Johnson when at in a recent poll, 6% of Chicagoans support him. But you're here like an idiot defending his horrendous administration. His callous, disgusting management of the city of Chicago. Unreal. Let me give you an example of Chicago shutting down the police. Okay? This is just one example. Do you know that since Mayor Lori Lightfoot, the predecessor, who we thought couldn't get worse than her, but we did, Brandon Johnson, do you know that Chicago police cannot pursue a suspect? Did you know that? I don't know what you'd call that. I'd call that shutting down the police. They can't pursue a suspect. And the same troll. I was in Philly last weekend, downtown, at night, riding my bike in the afternoon, so separate issue. Didn't see any war zones. Yeah, because you didn't go to any. My God, stop being such an idiot. Wow. That's frightening. All right, tough guy. Let's go to North Philly. I'll show you where to go. I did ride-alongs with the Philly police. I'll show you where to go, and then we'll see you go ride your bike. What are you, an idiot? Seriously. You're going to defend Krasner, the sick, insane DA? You're going to defend their left-wing council and mayor? Well, actually, this mayor is not as bad as I would have thought. Wow. Here's what they're saying. Here's what this fool is saying. Yeah, I was in Philly last week. I went to all the safe areas and everything was okay. Yeah. Okay. My God. That's just breathtakingly stupid. I don't get it, really. What is your motivation? I don't understand the motivation. To what? Justify idiotic policies? That makes you an idiot. Jeez. Oh, Cinderblock checking in. He says, one sad fact. I know the left is going to want to keep buried this Minneapolis shooter is that he identified as trans. It's bad enough that the left is using these poor, confused people as cannon fodder. That they are lied to by the mental health industry. Yes, they are. Chemically and surgically castrated by the medical industry. And are killing themselves every time you turn around. Yep. But in the last couple of years, we've seen more and more trans individuals committing mass shootings and public attacks like this. When the hell is the left going to take responsibility? Never. Never, Cinderblock. Be aware of that. They never will. Listen to this fool. And by the way, we love you, fool. We really do. And appreciate you listening. I do. And appreciate you participating even more because you get to point out the insanity of your side. Of this tiny minority of sick, twisted individuals that you would gladly reelect and that you defend for the indefensible. Unreal. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We will return. We have the Veterans Tribute, the weather, and then you at 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Recollections of a Brit for World War One, and recollections read by Sam Elliott regarding World War II, and the beautiful Bloomsburg Legion in gorgeous stonework at the hall. What is a veteran? A veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Yeah, your next door neighbor and the men we salute, thanks to our man, John Basiliga, and his great companies as we head towards the weekend. Festa Italiana. Well, downtown, Atera 519 and Sergey's will be hopping all weekend right on the square. Joseph Box Horvath. He passed away August 5th. He grew up in Hazleton. Gifted athlete who played every sport. His father was either coaching from the sidelines or cheering him on. He graduated from Hazleton High School in 1963 and the McCann School of Business in 64 before moving to Washington, D.C. to begin his career with the U.S. Department of the Navy. His service to his country included being drafted to Vietnam, and his distinguished career ultimately spanned over 30 years as Director of Procurement for Naval Affairs. In 1977, he married the love of his life, Sally Parks. After they retired, they built a home in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And she passed away in 2024. Joe continued to carry their shared joy for life with grace and strength. He's survived by a wide circle of friends and a number of family members. Former Hazletonian Joseph Box Horvath. Bob Kisslin from Freeland. He was 92 when we lost him August 22nd. Born in 1933 in Eckley. Member of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception Parish, Freeland. Life member of the great VFW there. Was a member of the American Legion Post, the Jet-O Stars Athletic Association, and the former Freeland Elks Lodge. 51 graduate of Foster Township High School, honorably discharged as a Korean Conflict Army veteran. He was stationed in Germany with the rank of corporal. Before retiring, he was head custodian at Freeland Elementary School. He lost his wife, Magdalene, in December of 1999, tragically an infant daughter in 1960. Mary. Surviving are daughters, grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, and other family members. Bob Kisslin, our great veterans brought to you this hour and every hour, this day and every day, by our man John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Check out, when you go to the square, check out Atera 519. Even if you just take a look and have a drink, check out Sergey's, the nightclub, all weekend. It will be roaring. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly to mostly sunny and milder with a chance of evening showers, 75 degrees. Warmest day of the week. Tonight, partly cloudy, 48. It's been nice and cool. Friday, partly cloudy, breezy and cool, 70. Saturday, sunny, 72. Sunday, sunny and milder, 78. Monday, Labor Day, sunny and mild, 78. That has to be the clearest Labor Day weather forecast in years. That is great. All right, so let's go to this. Hi, Bob. I'm Kevin from Sawyersville. I was the one who suggested Mr. Red, White, and Blue. I'm glad you played it for the veterans. Kevin, thank you so much. I always tell you guys, please remember this. When I say, you know, LTS means love the show. ALTS means always love the show. And when I say back at you, I mean it. You guys make this stuff happen. And you make this show better because it's yours. It's ours. So thank you, Kevin. And we're going to play that, right, Bulldog? We're playing that every day. Probably, you know, we're going to switch them up, I guess, but probably the 11 o'clock hour today. Yeah, 11 o'clock Veterans Tribute, 11:30. So thank you, Kevin. Somebody texts in, Bob, they outlawed transgender operation on children in Britain, stating they are dangerous and barbaric. Why don't we do it here and sue the doctors doing these insane operations on our kids? The Democrats and the lawmakers who support these barbaric operations are pure evil. They may not be pure evil, but this is an act of evil. And no doubt about it. Somebody takes in, greetings and good morning, Bob ALTS. The trans community and the left will be vocal and speak out for Leah Thomas to be allowed to participate in women's sports, but are silent about the transgenders committing these shootings. I mean, it's tragic. And these people need help. They need our love. They need our compassion. Now, in some, even by my standards, you got to consider this murderer, this sick, depraved, evil scum. You've got to consider him or her. I actually can't remember what the transition was at the moment. You got to consider an adult and that an adult decision was made. But now the mother had, and I'm not, nothing to do with the crime, by the way. Literally nothing. But the mother signed off, so we must have transitioned as a youth. I don't know what I would do if I was confronted with a child who had gender dysphoria. I don't know. It would be incredibly difficult. I hope that I would love that child just as much as my other five children. And have all the compassion in the world, give the child room, give the child support. And when that child was an adult, well, then you can make your decision. Not before. You can make your decision on how you want to live your life. And my advice would be don't do anything permanently altering because you just may change your mind. And it happens over and over again. Jesse Waters had a woman on, and I didn't get to write her name down, but she had worked at one of these, like in a transition psychiatric or counseling practice. And she said that basically they encourage them to do this. I don't get it. You're encouraging it. Encourage whatever the child is feeling. Acknowledge it. Support it. Don't direct it. That's what these sick professionals do. Medical and psychological. They direct the person. Well, you can't direct against their feelings either. As someone said and had texted in, I don't know if they identified themselves in any way. They said, Stephen Dunmore says that today's New York Post had a story about this disgusting assassin. Yeah, I'd like to read about it. You're going to hear the truth there. One of the listeners says, Bob, LTS leadership starts at home. If you don't have a strong leader in your family for your children, you've already lost half the battle. When I was 7, I thought I was Superman. My father did not take me to the top of the building and throw me off the roof and tell me fly because I was Superman. Parents today go along with a total falsehood, masquerading as a woman when you're a man. I don't go all the way with you there. I don't go all the way with you. Gender dysphoria is real. People are born wired all kinds of ways. How we handle it as parents, as a community, as a medical community, as a psychological community is the problem. And by the way, as a political community, the sick Democrats that lead that party, it's completely wrong. Remember, they're wrong about everything, but they're fatal about a lot of things. Yeah, by the way, somebody else on the Chicago crime thing, Bob LTS, how many crimes? Remember, did you see this fat goofball Pritzker? And I'm fat, so I don't, I mean, I'm just, I don't, I try use it as a pejorative. I use it to myself. I'm not his size, obviously. How many crimes happen at 6 a.m. near the lake in downtown Chicago? Yeah, especially when you got a security detail. Remember him showing how safe Chicago was? This is how sick they are. He didn't even go to the bad parts of Chicago with his security detail. Back after this. Billy Joe Royal. Murph says this date, 1965, moved up to number 9 on the charts with his hit, Down in the Boondocks. Place we always... We all think we've been one time or another. I mentioned Steve from Dunmore told us about this New York Post article. I'm telling you, New York Post, I had a decision in prison because these printed newspapers are very expensive. And so my father asked me, what newspaper would you like? And I sort of wanted the Wall Street Journal. I didn't want the local rags. But the paper, because it had a good business section, good real estate section, it was funny, great pictures, great headlines, and it covered all the news. The best newspaper overall was the New York Post. Anyway, transgender mass shooter Robin Westman confessed that he was tired of being trans and wished that he never brainwashed himself in his manifesto that he posted online before he slaughtered 2 children and wounded dozens more at a Minneapolis church. Yeah. I'm tired of being trans. I wish I never brainwashed myself, he wrote. Frightening. He couldn't cut his hair, he said, because that would be like a defeat, almost announcing a defeat. He was planning this attack. I mean, God. That is pure evil. That's what that is. Please don't tell me the devil is not amongst us. It's crazy stuff. Two lives that were barely lived are snuffed out. Thank God the other 17 that were injured have survived. This tragedy, and then to have that, I feel sorry, even though they elected them, I feel sorry for the people of Minnesota, the people of Minneapolis, to have this kind of disgusting leadership. Just awful, absolutely awful people. By the way, they didn't talk as much about the guns, oddly enough, as they did about attacking prayer. They move in lockstep. You'll hear all the, don't give me your thoughts and prayers. You're going to hear that. That's now the new left. As if they have solutions. See, they're lying to you. They claim they've got solutions for everything through their power with the government over you. That's their solutions. And they never work. Somebody texts in, and this is right. No more trans crap in school. If you're caught teaching any gender crap, you lose the ability to teach anywhere in the U.S. I agree with you. Joe from Trip Spark says, doctors like Jordan Peterson and many others lost their jobs. In his case, they went after his license for pointing out in the 90s that a lot of trans men, particularly men, often suffer from mental issues and sex fetishes that could be dangerous. This was not an opinion. This was the fact based on these studies. These people should be helped and guided, not encouraged and ignored when there's dangerous behavior. Yeah, as though, oh, go, yeah, well, it's just another. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's a serious affliction that needs love, support, and direction so it could play out as best as possible instead of in this way. But the left will never learn. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, my Bacardo jeweler's watch. And it's a Bacardo, not a Breitling, which they sell. Not an Oris, which they sell. Not a Longines, which they sell. Not Michelle, not Shinola, not Luminox, not Swiss Army, not Seiko. All of which they sell. It is a true Bacardo watch. And it tells me it's 10:02. We've got to go to the news with Brian Hughes. We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.